The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We've got a very special program, kind of follow-up of what we've been doing. We're talking about your intestinal tract, which is going to be the subject of our program coming up on the 12th, 6 p.m. a Wednesday night at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. I hope you'll join us, and I'll give you the how to register for that class. As you know, and those of you who've attended, we're usually over the top packed. So please, if you're going to come, register and let us know if anything changes in your plans so we can make room for other people. Having said that, I want to get into that intestinal system. Why are we focusing on your guts, your intestinal tract? Well, simply because it's responsible for so much. We talked about the fact that it produces the greatest amount of neurotransmitters, those things that affect your brain. It's the primary platform, if you will, for your immune system. Matter of fact, most authors will tell you somewhere between 75 to 85% of your immunological responses are initiated in the gastrointestinal tract, and that's huge, right? So when we don't take time to figure out why we're, you know, not feeling well, and you know that we have all kinds of headaches and back pain and lack of energy, sometimes it's nothing more than your gut. We're going to kind of focus on a very specific area today that I think that most of you at one point of your life probably have had a little problem with. And ladies, sometimes when this area acts up, you think you have an ovarian problem, and many of you have had even laparoscopic surgery to rule it out when it's not has anything to do with your ovaries or your uterus or anything of that nature. What are we talking about? We're talking about an area called the ileocecal valve. And what that really means is that at the right lower portion of your abdominal area. So if you put your hands down on the right, just before it ends at your hip bone or your pubic bone, that's the area that we're talking about. And really what it is, it's where the large intestine and small intestine come together. The last part of the small intestine is called the ileum. And the first part of the large intestine, the large bowel, is called the cecum. So we get this ileocecal valve vernacular from that. And what it really means, it's not a valve per se. It is muscular rings that allow food, once digested from the small intestine, to pass into the large intestine so it can be eliminated. But this muscular ring sometimes gets very irritated, and subsequently it doesn't do the job it's supposed to do. And when that happens, there's a lot of toxin that kind of goes backwards from the large intestine into the small intestine. It's reabsorbed in the body. So we have a host of different symptoms that occur because of that. And because of that, it's called the great mimic. That means that it shows up in a lot of different symptom processes that really we don't expect to be from the gut. So what are we talking about? We're talking about headaches and back pain. We're talking about irritable bowel problems. We're talking about chronic sinus infections and migraines, even things that can affect the structural system to the point where it can cause the spine to kind of be irritated and muscles tighten up and moves the spine out of position and the like. So when we're looking at this ileocecal valve, we have to make sure that it's competent. That means it's working the way it's supposed to. And here's the other piece. If it's what we call an open valve, that just means that it's incompetent. It means that you're getting food to push through the intestinal system way too fast. And so it's not going to be digested and absorbed the way that you want it to. You know, Ileocecal valve problems can show up with unremitted pain. It could really, really cause you concern, and traditionally nobody's going to find it unless you're in my community, in the functional medicine community, and you understand the interrelationships between all of these things. So it can show up as a sudden stabbing pain in the low back or your leg, a standing curvature in your spine that just suddenly locks up tight. You can get sharper, dull headaches, migraines even, sinus infections. We know in my world that the intestinal tract and the sinuses work together, all kinds of allergies. If you look at somebody and they have really dark rings around their eyes, that's often suggestive of an ileocecal valve problem. Your bowels will become very loose, diarrhea sometimes. You can have all kinds of colitis type of symptoms. Your legs can burn. You can end up with asthma. You can't breathe quite as well. I mean, it's crazy, right? All these things related to this silly little valve between the last portion of the small intestine and the first portion of your large intestine or the colon. There's a lot of influences that are related to this thing. How does it happen? That's the first thing that you should ask. How does this thing actually get irritated and cause all these problems? Well, everything from injury to the nervous system, the nerves that go to this area come from the low back. It can be irritated by not getting the proper nutrients, so the area can't metabolize properly. It can be by eating foods that are irritating or rough or scratchy or you're allergic to. And so subsequently, what happens is that this valve becomes irritated, inflamed, swollen, and subsequently, you're going to have all these symptoms that you really don't know where it's coming from. Now, there's a couple other pieces there that you wouldn't even think about. But additionally, the way food is chewed, right? Sometimes we just inhale our food. And the texture and the quality of the food consumed and stress patterns and even travel can affect this ileocecal valve. Why travel? Think about it. You're sitting perhaps in a car, or you're sitting in an airplane, you're sitting in a train, and you're cramped. Your legs are more at a 90-degree angle, and you're putting pressure on the muscular area, that lower portion of your body, even with a seatbelt across it, and that can cause reflexive problems with this. But we're going to talk about how this thing works and really why is it so important, and it really is like super important. And most people don't realize that, but the ileocecal area, this valve, as we call it, is actually a muscular contraction, a sphincter, if you will. And again, it separates those large intestine and small intestine junctures, if you will. And it can cause even reflux, you know, things that backflush into the system. Here's an indicator. Most of us have experienced this at one time or another. Have you ever been around somebody and you're talking to them and you want to move away from them? And the reason that you want to move away from them is that their breath smells like a sewer. That's primarily a finger pointer that says you have an open ileocecal valve, meaning that that valve is not functionally normally. And you're getting this absorption of this waste into your system, and subsequently it smells. It smells badly. I had a patient the other day that came in and they were feeling lousy. They had chest pain. They had some dizziness that was going on. They felt a little lightheaded. They had fever, kind of flu symptoms. They had ringing in the ears. And all it was this ileocecal area that was being irritated. And the patient likes salsa and eats a lot of chips and things that were rough and irritating. And addition to that, they were eating things that they were allergic to. So this poor valve was just blatantly swollen and irritated. But the backflush of all this stuff, the effect that it had on the nervous system across the board was causing all these things. And did you know that surgery also can cause this valve to be irritated? So if you had any kind of abdominal surgery, it can cause problems because of scar tissue, because of irritation to the acupuncture circuits that go over it. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more as we get into the next part of the program. But the ileocecal valve can be treated, and I want you to remember that. And all these symptoms, these blatant irritations that seem to be coming from nowhere, really can be identified if you understand the functional capacity of what your body is trying to tell you that is not working the way it's supposed to. So we want a competent ileocecal valve. And what that means is that we want that valve to allow food, once digested from the small intestine, to pass into the large intestine to be eliminated. When that doesn't happen, this host of symptom processes can show up and you end up, why is it there? You know, why is the pain there? Why, you know, why do we have the headache all the time? Why do I feel lousy constantly, that there's no energy in my body? It's because your body is trying to fight something that it shouldn't have to deal with. It's a functional problem. It's something that comes about because of things that we don't fix ourselves. We can't identify them, so we can't do it. And sometimes even when we do, I can't tell you how many patients over the years that just kind of ignore things. It's kind of silliness, right? But coming up on the 12th, Wednesday evening, we're going to do a presentation in-house on your intestinal system, on your gastrointestinal area, and all the symptoms that are associated with it, but more importantly, what you can do about it. And we're going to give you a lot of detailed information and things that you can take. So if you're suffering from any of these and you just can't figure out why, or you notice, you know, and we're not stupid human beings. We get it. Sometimes we just ignore it, that all of a sudden you have a problem and you look back and you say, well, you know, last night I wasn't so good. I ate all these things. And that thing starts showing up repetitively because you're doing the same thing consistently. You're going out, you're having a few drinks, you know, you're eating hot salsa and chips, or you went to a party and, yeah, I didn't eat so good last night. Your body can't handle all of this irritation on an ongoing, once in a while, yeah, maybe, but on an ongoing basis, when it becomes consistent, when it becomes a habit, these things take place. So if you have irritable bowel, if you have constipation, if you have bloating, you have diarrhea, you have unexplained pain anywhere in your body, but ultimately it begins to cause more chronic presentations, this is an area that should be looked at and looked at very carefully, because that can be the piece. That can be the area that has to be fixed. And again, unfortunately, in the community of allopathic medicine, and again, I say this lovingly because I have a lot of good friends who are medical physicians, it's not that, you know, they're bad guys, because they're not. They want the best for you, but their approach is compartmentalization. They're looking at the symptom and trying to put the symptom out. Now, not all of them. We have some really good people that we work with, but this understanding this syndrome, this ileocecal valve irritation, and the host of symptoms that can come about, from headaches that just don't make any sense, the sinuses that are full, you know, the irritation, the heart palpitations, the tinnitus, the back pain, the numbness in your feet. Many of these things come directly from this ileocecal area, and we're going to get into that. And I'd love to have you as our guest. I'd love to have you join us. And all you have to do really is go to RoselleCare.com. Scroll down. You'll see it. Tap it. Register. Make sure that we can get a hold of you to confirm. And I promise you, you're going to get a lot of information. We're going to give you as much as you possibly can handle relative to implementation. It's always important that you have the knowledge. You have the choice. You have the capacity to be able to help yourself, because remember, the term physician means teacher. That's what I love to do, is I love to teach you to help yourself, to take care of yourself. So, you know, essentially you don't need me. You know, you can do things on an ongoing basis for yourself. The 12th of this month, or you can call 703-698-7117. We're coming up to a break, and we have to pay attention to those who bring you Dr. Tom Roszell Live. And remember, you know, this is an ongoing process of getting educated. That's why we do this program. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some very important information.
Dr. Tom Roszell Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Roszell. Have an interesting program for you today, one that is all about your intestinal tract, but the lower portion of your intestinal tract. We're talking about something called the ileocecal valve. And really, it's a sphincter. It's a muscular contraction, a ring at that lower portion, the end of your small intestine, and the first part of your colon. Now, you know, we've been talking about a lot of symptoms that are associated from pain and numbness and swelling and just I don't feel good and those kind of things. And it's all related to this valve, and it can be very subtle. But, you know, as I said, if your mouth feels like, you know, something died in there, or if you're around somebody and their mouth smells like an outhouse, that's an indicator that you have a problem with this ileocecal valve area. And the first thing is identify it. And the second thing is to fix it. And you have to look at multidimensionally to find out really what's going on with it. That ileocecal area, as we talked about, is, we'll use the word innervated by nerves. And we have a lot of them. There's nerves that come from the low back. And the second nerve in your low back or the lumbar spine goes directly to that area. If that's not working, then the valve, like anything else, can't be competent. It can't work the way it's supposed to work. And so that open valve or that incompetency of that valve now becomes, you know, it becomes more flaccid, if you will. So it allows toxin from the large intestine to absorb back into the small intestine. It's reabsorbed. The other piece is that when that valve is irritated like that and you're reabsorbing that, it's reabsorbed often, not only into the general circulation of the body causing the symptoms that we talked about originally, but it also is reabsorbed into the low back discs, those little shock absorbers in between vertebrae. So now they get swollen. And if you bend over in something that you should be able to do, or, you know, you turn too quickly, or you cough or you sneeze or something like that, that disc can begin to, we'll use the word slip or pop or bulge or tear. And now you have symptoms that may be directly associated with what you think is low back disc. But, you know, those of you who've had back surgery, you've had problems with the low back disc. Did anybody ever tell you why that occurred? Why suddenly you out of the entire population? So, oh, well, it's wear and tear. You got too much weight on you. Yes, those things contribute, but generally they're not the cause. You have to look at the total network. You have to look at your muscular tone and core tone and so forth, but you have to look at the inflammatory elements that causes tissue, any tissue. In this situation, we're talking about reflex from this cecal area, this ileocecal area to the low back, causing that disc to swell. And you can treat it, but you got to get the swelling down. And you can't get the swelling down unless you change the irritation. The irritation is anything that is going to cause that to be swollen, is going to cause it to be scratched, if you will, and the permeability increases, meaning you're going to absorb things that shouldn't be absorbed. The gatekeepers are not there. But you know what? Here's another piece of that lower portion of the ileocecal valve. A lot of us go to the doctors and we end up with a borderline anemia that's called pernicious anemia. And that means that your red blood cells aren't working the way they're supposed to. They're not as many as they should be. The structural components in them are not what they should be. And guess what happens or what may have triggered that? That last portion of that intestinal tract is what absorbs B12. That's what you need to produce red blood cells. So if you're not getting enough of that, you could, in fact, have a borderline anemia and not feel real good about, you know, anything that you're doing because you burn out. You don't have any go. You don't have any push. Your muscles hurt. Your muscles need B12. Your heart's not working the way it's supposed to. It starts clogging because the arterial basis needs B12. So something as simple as that and is not corrected properly can add to and cause so many of these different problems that we go, oh, my God, what do I do with them? Well, we're going to tell you what you're going to do with them on the 12th. All you have to do is give us a call. I'd love to have you as our guest, and we're going to really get into it. Annabeth Goss and I will be co-presenting, and she's in our nutrition department. So we're going to give you a couple things from a couple different directions. I promise you, you're going to go away with so much understanding of these nebulous symptoms that show up and more importantly, what you can do about it. And if it's very significant and you have other conditions of degeneration that may be attributed to this, we'll tell you what needs to be done to make that happen and go away as well. You know, it's important that you have the data. It's important that you take control of your life. You know, we're living in a world right now where we're being insulted, bombarded by so many things. Our food supply is horrible. You know, we have electromagnetic frequencies that are coming after us, but we got to learn to take care of the things that we can take care of. And this is one of them. We're coming up to a break. I love teaching you, and I'm going to give you a whole lot more as we go through. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
This is Dr. Tom Rizzo Live on WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live in a very special program. We're talking about one area of your body that can cause more problems, if you will, than virtually any place else. And it causes problems that you can't identify. You don't understand why they're there. And so you go to the doctor and you say, Doc, I've got a sinus infection. I got pressure in my head. And so they give you what? An antibiotic. Or they'll give you an antibiotic and a steroid, you know, to decrease the inflammation. And what they're doing is they're trying to make you feel better, but without answering the question, why is that? Or, you know, you have tinnitus, and, you know, some people suffer with tinnitus problems forever and forever. And so this ileocecal valve that we're talking about can cause these problems to show up. How does it do it? Well, let's talk about the tinnitus. In Eastern medicine, we know that there are two primary areas that can cause tinnitus type of conditions. One is the liver. And the liver energy, the toxicity of the liver, causes a high-pitched tinnitus type of sound. The kidneys have to do with what? The kidneys have to do with a low-pitched tinnitus, you know, a droning sound. And then you got the crickets and you have things like that, and that's a different area of the body. But these are the two most common areas. So what do they have to do with the ileocecal valve? Well, let's think about it. We talked about in the first half of the program that if the ileocecal valve is open, meaning that it's not competent, we use the word open affectionately, it's not competent. It's not holding food once digested to stay in the large intestine to be evacuated. But now you're getting this backflush of toxin. Your liver and your kidney are responsible for waste elimination. So your liver has to clear it, right? It has to break it down because otherwise it's a poison. All this stuff floating around is going to be problematic to you. Then the kidneys are one of the systems that get rid of it. So your large intestine is supposed to dump it. Your skin is another organ of elimination, but your kidneys also are one that grabs stuff out of the blood supply and you urinate it out. But if they're not working the way they're supposed to, or if they're being overwhelmed, if you will, in a way that they can't handle the irritation, you're going to end up with a tinnitus type of condition as well as other things. Your skin's going to look lousy and, you know, you're going to feel terrible and you're going to have a light headache and, you know, chronic. It's always there. It's not going away. That's the type of thing where we get really suspicious that it's there. So go take a look in the mirror. If your eyes look dark and you got kind of, you know, you don't feel really good and you got a slight headache, and you've noticed that you've been bloating or even cramping in the intestinal tract, or you got a little bit of diarrhea, you know, soft, it shouldn't be that way, you begin to get suspicious that there's something going on that might connect all of those symptom presentations. That ileocecal area, that ileocecal valve, is one of those areas that we have to take a look at. And in my world, it's one that I look at quite often. We can have problems in our shoulders, shoulder pain. We can have, you know, pelvic structure pain, and we talked about low back. We can have pain surrounding the heart. We can have flu symptoms. We just talked about tinnitus. We can have nausea. We can have a fainting type of problem, syncope. We can have a headache. But remember, one of the ongoing identifying problems of this is that bad breath. Okay, that, oh my God, somebody's been, you know, they went to the bathroom, and I won't go into that because I can get pretty graphic when it comes to these things. But here's the problem is that these symptoms often are nebulous. And even in structural world, you know, we know that they will affect the spine. We know that it affects the brain. We know that it affects the joint spaces, but it still doesn't answer the question, what started it? And so we have to look at the triggering mechanism, and this ileocecal area controls the flow of digestion, if you will, the flow of food into the small intestine as it leaves and goes into the large intestine. It becomes fecal matter, and that's how it's supposed to work. But sometimes it's incompetent. It doesn't work quite as direct as it was designed to happen. And so subsequently, what do you got? You've got all these symptoms that we talked about. But I want you to think about it for a minute. I want you to think about what happens with, you know, the ongoing chronic symptomological problems that you've had over a period of time. You know, where do they come from? Why is it that we can't shut it down? Why is it that, you know, we do something, we blunt it, but we still don't feel good? You know, we knock the headache out because we're taking something that, you know, will decrease pain and drop inflammation, but we still don't feel good because this area can be so chronically irritated that it continues to resurface, and as you're not solving anything, you're just dealing with it at a lower level, but we have to fix multiple pieces of it. Now, here's the interesting thing. And this is another one that I want to bring out to you as well. The valve, this ileocecal area, there's a lot of different names for it. If you look it up, there's I found one day. It says Tulp's valve. It's T-U-L-P apostrophe. It's Tulp's valve or colic valve. And we tell you it opens and closes to, you know, allow waste to go back and forth. And so the deal is that this valve, we talked about it being stuck open. It's not really stuck open. It's just incompetent. And it could cause all those things that we talked about. But here's the other thing. It can be, we'll call it stuck closed. That means it's in spasm. It's not allowing things to pass. Now you go into constipation and you can't move anything. And instead, things are being absorbed into and by the small intestine. It's not supposed to happen that way. So these problems then end up with a lot of different joint pain as well, because you're reabsorbing this toxin, this waste products, all these things that, you know, really don't have a direct finger pointing situation. So what do we do about it? Well, one of the things that you need to understand is that there could have been a straight dietary irritation for this valve. And those are things like highly spiced foods and foods that are scratchy, like nuts and chips and, you know, even vegetables that are not fully cooked or not cooked well enough. So what we do, we inhale our food. We don't take the time to chew. And because we don't take the time to chew, these things go down and this gentle intestinal system is getting bombarded constantly. Alcohol, coffee, caffeine, things of that nature will also irritate that valve. So we have to, one, we have to stop the irritation, and then we have to heal it. We have to use things that are called mucilagens. Mucilagens are things like snotty. They're mucus. They're snotty. They cover it so the body can. But we got to take away the irritation. We have to make sure that, you know, it's not being hurt anymore. And then there's reflexes and there's acupuncture points. But more importantly, there's neurological platforms that have to be quieted down, if you will. We'll use that statement. It has to be quieted. And sometimes it takes a very in-depth investigation to be able to find why and where the trigger mechanisms and what happened originally to, you know, to resolve it. And if we don't do that, or if, you can't just, you know, take an anti-inflammatory. You can't just, you know, say, well, you know, I'll do this and it should go away. But if you really don't understand the trigger, and if you don't treat the triggering mechanism as well as healing the intestinal system, you're never going to have this thing resolved. And that's what we're going to do on the 12th. Join us and we'll go through this. We'll tell you exactly for your situation. You get to ask any questions that you want, and we'll tell you how it comes about. And we'll also give you some tools to make sure that you, you know, you can deal with the things on an ongoing basis. So you don't end up with this garbage on an ongoing basis. We know that there are certain nutrients that are absorbed in the lower part of the intestinal tract. We'd mentioned B12, but there's others as well. We have to make sure that the microbiome of the gut, the intestinal flora, is solid and working the way it's supposed to. All these things can contribute. And because we're not as good as we should be, we're not as stalwart as we should be when it comes to our dietary patterns and our lifestyles and so forth, we end up with craziness in the lower part of the gut. And we talked about even traveling because we're in a bent position, or sitting in our desk all day long where we don't get up. The muscles contract and muscles react to each other. So the muscular contraction of the intestinal tract can be affected by imbalances in other muscles in the body and also the nerve roots. So you have to look at that. So do you sit all day long? You know, do you not get up and stretch? Do you eat the wrong things? You're eating things that are highly spicy. And then you notice that, you know, you have all these crazy symptoms. Your joints are tight. It takes a while. Now, here's another suspect, if you will, when it comes to diagnosing a valve. And I'll ask a patient this. When you go to bed at night, does the pain get worse? Does your headache get worse when you're sitting around? Does it get worse? And if they say yes, and I said, then the next question is, does it get better if you get up and walk around? Does it get better when you start moving and you stretch a little bit? And if they say yes, here's the correlation. Here is the identifier. This toxin that's in your bloodstream, in your lymphatic system, because the valve is open, is going to cause all kinds of irritation, inflammation, acid, right? So toxin, inflammation, acid. So it's sitting there. You're not moving it because you're sitting. But as soon as you get up and you walk around, now you start pumping it through the lymphatic system. You start pumping it through the intestinal system, and you're going to get rid of a lot of this stuff just by movement. So if the answer is yes, it gets a little bit better, or it gets a lot better, then that's a key that says, I think we got a problem here with the intestinal tract, and we have to figure out where it's coming from. And often it's the ileocecal area, and you have to make sure that, you know, you take the time to really look and appreciate what's going on. Most people don't get that. Here's another piece. How about if you lie down and you get pain, or you're particularly in your head feels like there's a lot of pressure in it. That usually is a result of the kidney not flowing properly, that the end tubes of the kidney are not filtering the way they should filter. They're not that, it's called the GFR, the glomerular filtration. It's not working as well as it should be, but it can also be irritated because of this open ileocecal area. So we want to make sure that, you know, we can identify it properly. If you can identify something, if you know where it's coming from, if you know exactly what the trigger is or the cause is, you can fix it. And that's the whole piece. You know, when I go into an examination with a patient, I often tell them, let's hope that I can find a lot of things wrong with you. And they look at me and say, what? And I said, if I can find things and identify it, I can fix them. If I can't find them, I can't fix anything. So let's hope that I can find the things that are triggering this. Because if I can find the connections and we fix the connections, we look for that linchpin, then everything begins to work better than it has before. And we begin to get an identifier that is like a finger pointing, is coming from there. So I want to teach you that. I want to be able to get in and really unwind this craziness for you. And this ileocecal valve, again, we want to tell you it's a sphincter. It's a muscular ring. It allows food to pass from digested properly from the small intestine and then go into the large intestine and close tightly so your body can get rid of it, right? So we want to remember. And so where is it again? It's in the lower portion of the right side of your body, just before you get to the hip. Matter of fact, if you want to find it exactly, find your hip bone, then find the middle of your pubic bone, and then find your belly button, and then draw a line connecting from the hip bone to the belly button to the pubic bone, and from the pubic bone over to the hip bone again. And that makes a triangle, and it's right there. That's exactly where it is. And by the way, I'm going to give you a little secret. If you get a lot of pain in that area, or you suddenly that there's pain there, you don't feel good, go get an ice pack. Put ice on it. Don't put heat on it. Heat will make it much worse. Ice will never hurt you. Might not make you comfortable because of the coldness, but it won't hurt. Heat, if there's inflammation and swelling, will cause more inflammation and swelling and make things much worse over a period of time. Also, heat. Think about this. Most of your body tissue is made out of a proteinous type of substance. Now, the egg white, okay, and the outer snotty portion of the egg is protein. And what happens when you heat an egg? That white protein substance gets hard, right? It gets really white, and it gets hard. That's when we cook an egg, that's what we eat. That's not bad for us. I'm just showing you what happens with any tissue in the body that's inflamed. Inflammatory reaction has a proteinous matrix that if you put heat on it and not ice, you can end up with hardening, and it makes it much more chronic, and then the repair process is much longer. Same thing with this intestinal tract. If you have pain at that triangle that I just told you about and you're not sure what it is, you won't get in trouble by putting an ice pack or a bag of, you know, frozen peas or something over the top of it. But you can get in trouble if you put a hot pack over it or a heating pad. It'll make it worse. It may feel good because it's a counter irritant initially, but in the long term, it actually makes it worse. So we're talking about something here that can cause irritable bowel symptoms. We're talking about constipation. We're talking about bloating. We're talking about diarrhea. Unexplained pain of any kind often can come about from this area, and we want to be able to fix it. We want to be able to turn it around, but you can do it yourself if you have the tools, and we're going to give you the tools on the 12th, just, you know, 6 o'clock. The weather's great. You'll be in and out with, you know, with no, in and out without any blackness, you know, to drive you home in, if you will. The night is going to be your friend. So join us. All you have to do is go to rosellcare.com or 703-698-7117 and tell our staff that you would like to register for the class. And by the way, I'd love to meet you. You know, there's so many of you that I talk to periodically, and I haven't had the opportunity to say hey. And, you know, come on by. Let's get to know each other, and whatever I can do to make a difference in your life, obviously I will. But these are conditions that you can fix, that you can turn around. These are things that if you have all this pain and tinnitus and the like, there's a reason for it. And this could be the absolute reason that you're suffering so much, and it just won't go away no matter what you do. Well, we're going to show you how to fix it, and we're going to see what other things might be connected to it. The 12th. Coming up to a break, you're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. Thanks for joining me. Appreciate it. You know, those of you who really go out of your way, there's many of you out on the West Coast. There's a whole group of you in Hawaii the other day that told me that, you know, you listen to me every Sunday. You know what time you have to get up to do that? And I'm honored that you would do that, but no, you're not really doing that. You're doing it on podcasts, which I'm really grateful for, and that's why we put everything on the different social media sites, and you can always get our program. And by the way, I want to remind you that if you want to listen to literally hundreds of our programs, go to rozellradio.com. You can go to drtomrozell.com as well, D-R-T-O-M-R-O-S-E-L-L-E, drtomrozell.com, and there's tons of stuff there for you. We try to keep things current. If you'd like to be on our mailing list, let us know. We'll hook you up with that. And so you have an ongoing information. My own personal Facebook would be R. Thomas Rozell on Facebook. And I'm always publishing. I don't do anything that's social about myself. Very, very rarely. I'm giving you data. I'm giving you information. I'm telling you what we're doing. So join us, and you can find us. You know, I'm always publishing on the different media sites and just check it out. If you have a question, anytime, all you have to do is, you know, reach out, and you can do it through the website. You can do it at RoselleCare.com. You can do it through DrTomRoselle.com or 703-698-7117, which is how you're going to register, by the way, for the 12th, Wednesday evening, 6 p.m. at the Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Or you can do it online, RoselleCare.com, and make that happen. And remember, you know, we have been blessed with having so many of you want to show up and learn. All we're asking you to do is please make sure that you register and let us know that if you can't, because we've been full house and we want to make sure that we have enough room for everybody. It's, you know, my drive is to make sure that you have as much data, as much information as you possibly can to help yourself and to help your families. That's why we do what we do. And, you know, I don't want to be remiss that those of you who are our defenders, our men and women in service, anything that I can do for you will happen in a nano moment. Just let me know what you need. I'll refer you. I'll direct you. I'll tell you who to see, what to get done, and we'll make sure that takes place. You are a very special group of people. And particularly in today's world, with everything that's happening around us, we need you now more than we ever have before. And again, you have no idea how I appreciate your service to this country. We're talking about ileocecal valve syndrome, and we talked about where it is in the lower portion of the right side of your body and your abdominal area. We're talking about the symptoms from headaches and joint pain and tinnitus and back problems and just bizarro things that, you know, you don't know where they're coming from. But if it's coming from this area, not only can we identify it, but we can fix it. We can make it different. We can turn it around. And that's what we're going to do on the 12th. So make sure you join us. I promise you we'll have some fun. We'll stay as long as you want to ask whatever questions that you need to have answered for yourself. That's what we do. That's why we continue doing the things that we do. I appreciate, you know, the ability to continue to hand you data. And we do this program ongoingly every week for one reason and one reason only. One, you deserve it. And secondly, I love you all. I'll see you next week, and hopefully we'll see you on the 12th. Bye.